website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network in Argyle at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board as we once again face the issues. It's our joy and delight each and every day as we come on the air to invite you to join us, giving us your opinions, your dialogue, and discussion relative to the issue of the day. We'll be talking about, on today's broadcast, death to America, death to Israel. Then what? You ever ponder that? If these useful idiots, if these mushheads, airheads, brainwashed millennials were to get what they're calling for, where would we be? What would happen then? Where would America be? Where would our religious liberties and freedom of speech be? Where would the church, the Christians, the patriots, the conservatives be? We would be no longer. They're literally asking for, pushing for, scrambling for the destruction of our Constitution. They're asking for, pushing for the destruction of our way of life, religious liberties and freedom of speech, right to keep and bear arms. And they don't have enough historic sense and training to understand what they're literally saying. This is the reason. Listen, Alan Dershowitz recently called them useful idiots. He didn't originate the term. The Islamic jihadist originated the term. That those that will stand behind them, push for their, quote, rights to do what they're doing, that they're useful idiots. So we have a lot of useful idiots today screaming, death to America, death to Israel. My question is, what then? If that happens, what then? So today, as we discuss these issues, we're going to try to tie some loose ends together with what then? What will happen to the church, the Christians? What will happen to our constitutional republic? What would happen to our freedoms that we have and we enjoy so immensely today? And as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, once again, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement made where the Word of God says, thy Word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we depend upon, we lean on, and we trust in today. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. On occasion, in teaching in our college and university, sometimes the word all or forever will come up. What does it mean, forever? I just give a simple answer, forever, unending, without an end. The truth of the Lord shall endure forever. And ladies and gentlemen, it's important, imperative, that we distinguish truth today. There's a lot of muddled information going on today. For example, there are folks talking about the Palestinians. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. Is there a ethnic group, a nation called Palestinians? I don't think so. We'll talk about it. Yet there are a lot of people that believe that. That's a digression from the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But I want us to understand truth does matter, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, whether it's the socialist, Marxist, Democrats on the left, or the so-called Republicans or the rhinos mixed with the Republicans on the right. Truth matters. If you take a half-truth, it's a whole lie. It is an impossibility to divide truth and still call it truth. And yet the age group today that's mobbing the streets, blocking the bridges, chanting death to America, death to Israel, free Palestine, ladies and gentlemen, that's generally speaking the 18 to 35-year-old age group. That's the very age group that the recent survey said that 55% of them say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. The headline of that article says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, in Merriam-Webster's latest dictionary that says truth is the body of real things, events and facts, actuality, and the state of being the case, fact. But a new poll shows that a majority of younger Americans simply do not believe that. They believe that each person will define his or her own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. Anything else is outside of that is non-truth. It's a lie. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we need to go back to one that I refer to many times. That's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. If we get nothing else across to you but the need to cling to truth, and by the way, when you turn on television, you roll the dial to some of the network news. Just recently on the Communist Network News, one that was the former press secretary for the Biden administration, Jen Psaki, she was saying that perhaps Trump will just die. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not seeking truth or listening to the truth. Go to the Communist Network News and you will not find truth. We go to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. And ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. God's Word from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. God's Word is the truth book. We can look at God's Word and there's no question that what God says we can depend on, we can count on. As the old cliche goes, we can take it to the bank and bank it, understanding that it is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your question about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some great news, ease for finding Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. The U.S. flag, Old Glory, is flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does. Place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, after a brief monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We'll invite you to call. Join in the dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me take just one moment. Ladies and gentlemen, then we'll entertain our first caller. But let me just introduce today's broadcast by simply saying, today's uninformed, brainwashed, useful idiots are demonstrating across our nation, and the proliferation of this is taking place today more than I would have ever dreamed possible. They're shouting death to America, death to Israel, free Palestine. But ladies and gentlemen, they evidently do not realize what would happen if their shouts and demands were to become real. This woke culture, these airheads that have, their parents are paying $60,000 to $100,000 a year for them to be in these elite institutions, they've been raised on with a mindset of deserving. They deserve everything. But ladies and gentlemen, they have no real knowledge of history, of world events, or what American history is about, what America is about, and why America is so great. They're out to destroy it. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, this movement has been there for a while, but it's a little by little, you know, that's how the devil works. In a certain way, little by little, and if you look at it nationwide, they do the real poll about the American people. These people that are whining and demanding so many crazy things and trying to twist the truth is less than 4%. But the media make it sound as if they were the 96% of the population. That's the unfortunate thing. When I was in college, I do remember a professor questioning, how do you know 2 plus 2 is 4? And nobody raised their hand. Nobody, well, you believe that it's 4 because you were raised like that since you were a child. But you don't know if that's true. And I was the only one that raised a hand. And I made my argument. I said, no, because common sense tells you 2 plus 2 is 4. It doesn't equal any other number. And everybody was like, how do you dare to say that? Hey, I don't care. I'm paying to learn and to have difference of opinions. Well, in an essay, she sent me a message saying that the class wasn't for arguments. I said, listen, but you asked the question, and I got the freedom to respond. So I think that's right. The way they brainwash these people. They feel intimidated. Oh, my God, they got a degree on this. They got a degree on that. So, no, they know better than me. Wait a minute. They cannot twist common sense. 2 plus 2 is 4. How much more clear is that? A woman and a man, you're not sure of that. Just, sorry, my English, open your legs. Whatever you got in between, that's who you are. How much simple God made it. But you got this generation of people that have been brainwashed. And behind all of this, you know, they are twisting the truth. Because you know why, brother? Because the Bible says that they will know the truth and the truth will set them free. So the devil is fighting to the nail because he doesn't want him to know truth or to hear the truth. They want to hear something murky. They want to hear something cloudy. They want to hear something on the greatest color. And that's what's going on. They're trying to change everything. The funny thing is they call it higher education. And I saw some of the Harvard students with a sign saying queers and LGBTQ for Palestine. And I was like, how ignorant can you be? If you go with that sign to the Middle East, I'm sorry. The treatment that you're going to get is not the way that they treat you in America. In the Middle East with that sign, you're not going too far. But that's, I was like, wait a minute. These are people supposed to be in one of the best universities in the U.S. and you are that ignorant? I mean, this is beyond nonsense, brother, because the brainwash. It's in a mass scale, and you got those poor kids that then go to college and universities, and they don't challenge anything. Oh, he had a degree, he got a master's on this, so whatever he says is God's word. No, it's not. He's a human being, he has an agenda, and you got all the right to challenge it. But unfortunately, that mindset is in the churches as well. You got the bishop, you got the whoever person it is, and they can say whatever, but if that's not written in the Bible, you're not supposed to believe it. And you're supposed to question and challenge it. But if you do it, oh, well, you're not being obedient, you're not being submissive. No. I need to be told the truth. I don't need to hear half truth or any other kind of teaching. I want whatever is written in the Bible. I think that's an agenda that is going on, and the devil is behind it because he knows. They know the truth, Amen. And the Amen. Truth will set them free. I think that's the point, brother.
Amen.
Thank you very much,
Jose, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. Thank Ladies and gentlemen, Jose is on target with what he said. One of the things, let's go back to recap a couple of things that Jose mentioned. He's talking about the low percentage of these that are screaming and shouting death to America, death to Israel, and free Palestine, queers for Palestine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Small percentage. In fact, very, very small percentage. But yet the percentage is growing. It's just like the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They have somewhere in the neighborhood of, based on the surveys of 2013, 2015, don't know what it is up to date, but at that time it was less than 4%. Let's just say it's 4.5%, 5% today. But yet most legislators, most in the House, most in the Senate, will bow to their demands. Most of those from city council downtown here in Jacksonville are in the legislature, whether it's the House or the Senate in Tallahassee. Across the nation, there seems to be a mindset we need to bow to them. This is the problem, ladies and gentlemen, with Joe Biden today. This is the reason Joe Biden, as of this moment, refuses to ship ammunition for the war machines in Israel to defend themselves. It's because Joe Biden is afraid of the Michigan Islamic jihadist vote, afraid of the vote. And yet across the nation, it might equivocate and come out to somewhere in the neighborhood of 3-4%. When you look at the total of the Islamic jihadists in America. But they are increasing. And the thing is, and I say this in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? Also repeated in the book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion, when they get 2 to 6% in any city, any state, any nation, they rise up to take total control. Let me just read from page 59 in my book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. Quotes about Islam. The Prophet Muhammad was a terrorist and a violent war man of war. Dr. Jerry Falwell. Islam is a very wicked, evil religion. Franklin Graham. Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell in their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth. That was John Wesley, 1703 to 1791, a Methodist leader. Islam is wicked, very evil and very dangerous, Pat Robertson, CBN broadcast. This is an Islamic crusade against America. George Bush, after 9/11 attack. Islam is the most dangerous, wicked, destructive religion in all the world. That's a statement by yours truly. Another statement by Dr. Jerry Vines, former president of Southern Baptist Convention. Muhammad was a demon-possessed pedophile. Dr. Mark Gabriel, former professor of Islamic studies at Al Jazeera University in Cairo, Egypt. Islam is evil, very, very wicked, very evil, very dangerous. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, with the quotes from centuries warning of the danger of Islam. And yet somehow, some way, it seems as though we've not gotten the notice, we've not gotten the warning, we've not gotten the history down and understand what it is. It's just like, ladies and gentlemen, we have those screaming, death to Israel, death to America, free Palestine. Where is Palestine? Let me just read you a blurb from an article dated May 1st, 2024. And we can go back to the scripture and validate it, but we're not going to do a full-throated Bible study today. This article says, a newly published commentary in Israel Nation News is suggesting that those students rioting for Palestine and those beleaguered Palestinians should check their history and the facts before they make themselves to look more stupid than they are. Because Palestine is not a nation. There's no Palestinian history. There's no Palestinian. The article further says, should Palestine ever be considered its own country? Goes on to say, even Mohammed Abbas, the Holocaust-denying head of Terror Incorporated, also known as Palestinian Authority, the same brute who glories in the pay-to-slay admonition in which he rewards Palestinian Arabs thugs to murder Jews, once up the Easter while his mentor, an arch-terrorist, Yasser Arafat by spewing another Arabian Nights hallucination diatribe while the United Nations Security, before the United Nations Security Council. It went, Abbas claimed, "We're the descendants of the Canaanites that lived in the land of Palestine 5,000 years ago and continuously remained there to this day." But then Arafat had claimed the Palestinians were descendants from the Philistines. Goofy, this writer says. The followers of the religion of peace will tell you even Adam was a Muslim. Goes on then to disengage and destroy, dismantle anything to be called a Palestinian nation. The article goes further. The truth is the present-day so-called Palestinians are Arab people sharing an overwhelmingly Muslim-Arab culture, ethnically and linguistically identical to their fellow Arabs in the Middle East and North Africa, and few, if any, distinctions. They are primarily the descendants of those itinerant Arabs who illegally flooded British mandatory Palestine from stagnant Arab territories as far away as Sudan, Egypt, Syria, and what was Mesopotamia, today's modern Iraq. Listen to this. They were attracted during the 19th and 20th centuries by the new employment opportunities created by the Jewish pioneers whose heroic efforts were turning the land green again and restoring centuries of neglect which the ancestral Jewish homeland had endured under the succession of alien occupations and occupants. No such name as Palestine in any ancient document that will call it the Palestinian people, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the misinformed brainwashing that's taken place on the campus and in the classrooms of some of the most prestigious elite universities in America. I think it's time, frankly, and I think there's a movement now to do so. Early morning news, there was a couple of interviews with some congressional leaders that say they're going to investigate these universities and take away their nonprofit status and remove any funding from them. And I think that'd be the right thing to do. I'm praying it's not just rhetoric. I'm praying it's not just conversation, but real. But, ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be a recognition of what is taking place today, and it does not fit into any historic pattern. And yet, the question remains that I ask and beg to be answered. What happens if we find death to America and death to Israel? What then? What takes place? I'm looking at the headline that says, Iran threatens complete annihilation. The rabbis say Israel is shielded by miracle of biblical proportions. And this particular writer says, we are all witnesses to nothing short of a miracle of big biblical proportions. I think it's going to take a little while for the full effect of this fact to set in. Iran's president boasted that his country can strike Israel so hard it will ensure the complete annihilation of the Zionist regime. But this particular writer, this particular article written about a rabbi in Israel, rabbi is saying that the defense and protection of Israel is of biblical proportions. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce to you, if you are not already aware, that Israel, the Jewish people, are the apple of God's eye. And it is God that's watching over them. It is God that's protecting them. It is God that is going to preserve them to the end of time. And the Bible is very clear in Zechariah, the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3 in particular, and I paraphrase it for the brevity of it. A paraphrase of that those two verses basically say that there'll come a day when Jerusalem with Israel will be the trembling stone, will be the focal point of all of the universe, of all of the world. And every nation that comes against it will be crushed. That's God's word. And I believe it. And that settles it. Whether anyone else accepts it or believes it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issues of today. We're talking about death to America, death to Israel. But what then? What are your thoughts of that? If that were to take place, how would it affect you? If America, the Constitutional Republic as we know it, if it will be destroyed today, how would it affect you? Would it affect your job? Would it affect your work? Would it affect your spirituality? Would it affect your serving the Lord? What would you do? How would you respond? That's the question. And other peripheral information is simply to bring about the very point that I'm talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that today, and these kids in the streets and on the bridges and blocking the ways in the universities across America today, they have no knowledge of history, of the events that will follow. They have they are pawns of the Islamic jihadists. Our American colleges and universities have been hijacked by the Marxist, communist, and listen, it's not new. It's been under a siege for years, these colleges and universities. About 60 years now, the socialist, Marxist, communist regime have been in total control of the academic material that's been, so-called academic, that's being spewed out of these universities. My bride will tell you that I've said for many, many, many years, I would not seek a degree from Harvard University, from Yale, or Princeton, or any one of the others today, Rutgers, Brown University, et cetera, because it is wretched. It's a piece of paper that has no value. If you don't believe that, just look at the number of those that have that kind of credential. They cannot get a job, can't find work to do. There are so many of those credentials that you could start a bonfire. Set a city on fire with just the credentials put into a stack. But ladies and gentlemen, for the past 60 years, it's been taking place. And as one old cliche goes, the eggs have hatched and now the chickens have come home to roost. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine America with no Constitution? Can you imagine our nation with no Bill of Rights? Can you imagine if there's no Bill of Rights, there's no religious liberties, there's no freedom, there's no church, there's no such thing as being a Christian? And right at this very minute, in Europe and in Canada, we're finding the shutting down of the churches, the cease and desist orders from police and the legislators, if you call them that, in those nations, where you cannot get on the street and read a Bible publicly, where you cannot stand in front of a murder industry called abortion centers without being arrested. You cannot preach the truth of Romans chapter 1 on a broadcast network out of Europe or out of Canada, because it talks about God turning them over to reprobate minds, speaking of the Sodomite people. And yet today, there seems to be a mindset that we want to crush, we want to destroy, we want to annihilate anything that's called our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our liberties in America today. I look at Psalms 146, verse 2, verse 3, that is. Put not your trust in princes, nor the sons of man, in whom there is no help. What is the scripture saying? Put not your trust in princes, that is, in those leaders, in those that have the power and authority to lead a nation, nor the sons of man, that is, human beings, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about the election, and I do all the time. We can talk about the need to put Donald J. Trump back in office, and I believe that's the only hope for the possibility even of salvaging the remnants that's left of America. But ladies and gentlemen, we can't place our trust and our hope and our sense of security in putting another president in office. We need to place our hope and our trust and our confidence and faith in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We need to go back to the throne of God and confess our sins, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. We need to recognize that there's some prerequisite that needs to take place if we're going to ask God to heal our land, if we're going to ask God to preserve America. And yet these that are screaming death to America and death to Israel and not considering what takes place then, the very legal system, the very freedoms that allows these fruitcakes to make those demands and block the traffic and get in the face of those that are conservatives. That very freedom comes from the documents that we have called the Bill of Rights and the Constitution today. And our freedom that we have today to have religious liberties and freedom of speech would be gone. If this takes place, ladies and gentlemen, there's no Constitution, no Bill of Rights, no religious liberties, no freedom of speech. Where Biden and this federal government is taking us today is on that very fast track. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.